going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. If you stayed up late last night, you were in for a treat in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals.
I sent a text out that I was going to lose it.
We don't want Bill to lose it. And
the first 2 hours are all NBA.
That'd be great with me.
Did you not watch the game last night?
I watched it, yeah.
The whole thing.
Oh, I didn't watch the first half.
Okay, that's fine.
He watched the part that matters.
Then you watched the whole thing.
He watched the part that matters.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just whipping by my TV, doing things around the house like that, then just completely checked out, like it's 7-something to go. Huh? I think it's an 18-point lead.
Yeah.
7 minutes to go, 18-point lead.
Oh, no.
At home.
Oh, no.
Knicks. And I'm like,
yeah, game's over.
I go in to do something,
parallel
come back
lives.
Out, throw the ball for sugar.
Unbelievably. 124-121.
Yeah, I sit down and they just hit the same. Three to make it a 2-point. I'm like, I look at Laura. I go, what happened?
Parallel lives.
What happened?
I gave up on it. That Knicks were up 17. And I took a phone call and I went outside and I came back. It was 124-121.
Yeah. Same thing. That's parallel lives.
Unbelievable. But yeah, it was. And then it was on. Like, geez.
Oh, I mean that, and it was. So here was the part, the most phenomenal stat of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. They were down 14, whatever it was. It was 14.
Indiana.
With 2:34 to go.
Yeah.
But here's the kicker. The Knicks scored 6 points. They scored 20 points in the last 2:34 or whatever. They scored 20. It wasn't like the Knicks didn't score. They scored 6 points. 20 points. Imagine sitting there going, listen, last 2.5 minutes. If we can just get 20 points, I think we'll be fine.
How'd the Knicks give up 20?
20 points in 2:34.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it was a lot of offense. It was an incredible game. By the way, like, the other series is not even close to this one.
No.
In terms of value, in terms of entertainment value. It's not.
It's through one game, though. We can't
give up on that series.
No. There's never a time I'm going like, please, hey.
No.
Where's the Timberwolves OKC
it's
game?
It's not going to be the same.
And they got the MVP playing, too, but it still doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't imagine what that was like walking out of the Garden last night.
God.
I couldn't imagine what it was like walking out of the Garden.
You had the game wrapped up, and then you just gave it away.
A lot of therapy.
Just people. Oh, my God.
So
you're
thinking, if you're a Knicks fan, it's like, we're probably going to win this series. Now, I don't know how they win the series.
Well.
I really don't. I don't know how from Washington. I just, to win the series will take a monumental effort. And they were going to have it basically kind of like, All right, we're kind of in the, not have it won, but driver's seat. Really good spot. Really good
spot. I don't know. Now, I'm not ready to proclaim that. Like that.
I'm taking it. I'm going Pacers.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not ready to do that.
I'm going Pacers and
but
six.
But Pacers are good, though.
They are good.
It's a well-constructed team that flew under the radar because I don't think they played much defense during the regular season.
They score a ton of points. They have it all season.
Yeah. My concern is.
I don't think they play much defense.
No.
My concern is that I think the Indiana's the better team.
I think they might. And they might be.
And they had a chance to be down 0-1.
Right.
That gave you your chance. When you let one get away that was just a giveaway.
Yeah. It was there's a lot going on in that game. I had totally forgotten about Reggie Miller's choke song.
Oh, God.
I didn't like Halliburton doing that, but it didn't bother me nearly as much when it dawned on me, oh, yeah, Reggie did that too. Yeah. So it was sort of an ode to the past.
Didn't bother me. Most of them didn't bother me.
God, it bothered me. I wondered if it bothered you.
Because you're a coach. Because I was watching, I watched the Reggie Miller thing happen live.
So that, did you know instantaneously that's what he was doing?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I didn't.
Absolutely.
Okay, I didn't. Yes, I wondered if as a coach, you would say,
assuming he also pointed.
Back.
Yeah. I wouldn't have been like, hey, listen, we're down two. If we hit this one, make sure you hit the choke signal. I would not be saying
that.
Ode to Reggie. Yes, that would not be. Hey, timeout. Remember, ode to Reggie. No, I'm not saying that at all. And if I was a coach, I'm not saying a word in the locker room to him.
It's not.
But I'm also not being like, oh yeah, that's just. But also the thing was he pointed. So was the point at the bench? Was it at Spike?
Oh, might have been Spike. I think maybe both. I think he looked at Spike then pointed at the bench. If he pointed at the bench, that would really anger me if I was a Knick.
Would bother me a little bit.
I'd come after him a little bit.
But I believe when Reggie did it, it was to Spike Lee.
I think so, yeah.
Help me out there. I saw it live, but
I mean,
it's been a few years ago to really recall it accurately. Like 30. That's really where I was sitting at watching. Oh, yeah.
The shot to force overtime goes so high off the off the back rim. You remember the Kawhi Leonard shot a couple years ago when Kawhi beat the Sixers? Again, it bounced around. This thing was so high.
Oh, yeah.
It comes right in the hoop. Like, that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen like that.
When
doesn't.
It went up, too, I'm kind of like, hang on. I did like, huh. I mean, straight up.
Right in.
Yeah, Kawhi hit that. I think it was 2019.
That's correct.
Is that right, Rudy?
That's right. It's 19.
I had zero knowledge of that shot. Zero knowledge
hit it from the corner.
And zero knowledge of that.
I think that won the series, I believe for Toronto.
Was it the conference series?
Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah. Descended to the finals.
Yeah.
He hits an epic shot, but bounces around. But this one last night goes straight up in the air.
It was similar. It was very similar in the reaction, too. You're like, what just happened?
Yeah.
I watched the interview at the end, and they interviewed Halliburton. Is that how you say it?
Yes, Halliburton.
Halliburton.
What's his first name?
Tyrese.
Yeah.
He went to Iowa State.
Iowa State.
I can't. Yeah.
He's a Cyclone.
I'm not a Halliburton fan. So
I don't know how you'd not be a fan of that.
Right. Well,
just because of Iowa State, that's it?
No. Okay. No. I'm just not a fan of the way he plays. I have nothing to do with him personally.
Okay.
Or
all right. We're at odds.
31 points.
He was great.
12 for 23.
But in the interview, he just said, he goes, yeah, just buffoonery by me. I do the choke thing. It was a 2-pointer. So we won in overtime.
Oh, he played great.
My bad. He said, I shouldn't have done that. He said, that was.
He's a little immature.
Yeah. Didn't handle it very well.
No, he never handles much well. But he's a great player.
I saw him get the crap beat out of him at the rim and still make baskets.
Yeah, he's a great player, but I mean, his antics wear me
out. No, I can't even talk about him because I haven't. To say that I have a good season of
no,
under
he
my
does
belt,
some weird
I don't.
Stuff. He does some weird stuff. But he played great. And after the choke sign, I was watching him close. Like, okay, let's see what you got. And he had a lot. He had a lot. He played really well. He made that great pass to Nembhard late.
Oh, and that layup?
Yeah.
Who's Nembhard? Because I really like that. Where's he from?
Is he from Gonzaga?
I don't know, but I like it. I Rudy, can you check that?
The Nembhards, I get them all mixed. There's two of them.
I think they went to Gonzaga.
Yeah, he went to Gonzaga.
His brother is younger, started at Creighton, and went to Gonzaga.
Yeah, he has a brother that played at Creighton.
They're both Gonzaga guys, Nembhards. Ryan Nembhard was his brother.
Yeah, Nembhard's good.
Wow, he did some. Yeah,
they have good players. Miles Turner's really good. That Neesmith that guarded
he had 30 last night.
Neesmith
had 30 points.
Brunson had 40, didn't he?
But yeah. Brunson had 43. Which is incredible. They lost the game.
The thing about that league that freaks me out, and I can't reconcile it in my brain, is there's so much flopping. But there is also, it's become incredibly physical.
Oh, the amount, and you don't see a lot of complaining, like on the, Pacers get the up one. And I love listening, who did the game last night? They were really good.
Oh, it was Reggie. It was Reggie Miller.
But it wasn't Reggie that was the one that was talking. But anyway,
I don't know who the play-by-play guy was.
Right away, when they had the play that they had the great film catch on that went off the finger of Brunson, and it was right.
Yeah, it was right.
And right away, the announcer is like, hey, listen, it's going to be really hard to get this ball in. This is going to be incredibly hard. They're going to be deny. Wasn't hard at all.
No.
Made one bounce pass, double clutch dunk, and game over.
Who was that? Toppin.
What's his
name?
And he couldn't have gotten.
First name?
Obi Toppin.
He got fouled so bad. He
didn't get called.
No. He hit him and grabbed the elbow.
Right.
And he still double clutch
dunk. Double clutch dunk.
Yeah.
Obi Toppin's a freak.
But that's a former Nick, by the way. That's a little revenge for Obi Toppin.
Okay. It was Van Gundy Miller. It's coming back to me now.
Van Gundy was the one who was saying, this will be so hard to get this ball in.
Wasn't Mike Breen?
Might have been Breen, but I thought he did the game before.
Okay.
So I don't think it was.
But right after that, it was just we'll get this ball and be very difficult.
Kevin Harlan was it Kevin Harlan?
Kevin Harlan, I think it was. Okay. But when you have Van Gundy and Miller together, it's really good. I mean, it's much better than Burke Jefferson. I'm just saying it is. Can I say that?
It's fine. Yeah, you can judge the broadcast teams. It's okay.
I don't work here. I don't work at the ticket.
I have no problems.
Inappropriate?
No.
Van Gundy and Miller are great. But anyway, it was that game. I stood and watched the end of it. I couldn't even believe what I was seeing.
Neither could Knicks fans.
Yeah,
I can't imagine walking out of that.
Going to the subway after that game.
I can't imagine. And all it goes to your mind is like, how are we going to win this series? Because that Indiana team's really good.
They're good. Why did we not know about it?
So the Pacers went up 2 zip on the Cavs on the road. They won both games at Cleveland. Yeah. The one seed, like it was nothing. I think they blew him out one game.
So it's you always think of the team. You don't think of the guys until the playoffs start. Now you're like, they have Siakam.
Yep.
They have Nesmith. They have
Miles Turner.
Miles Turner's really good. Obviously, Haliburton's good. They bring that.
TJ McConnell off the bench.
McConnell, I can't.
Obi Toppin off the bench.
That's a good team. I'm not a McConnell fan either. I'm not a Pacers fan, but man, they're good. It's really well-constructed team. I don't understand why they flew under the radar. So.
Love their coach.
Do you?
Yeah.
Carlisle.
Played for Virginia.
Yes. Did he? Is that where
he almost
He
sure.
won a title with the Mavs back in... He beat the Heat in 2011.
I'm telling you, he's really nondescript. I don't know what airport it was, but I was sitting right by him, and it was like no big deal. Like he was just reading a book. I'm like, Rick Carlisle's right there. He's just sitting there with his feet.
Would you stare at him like Jake and made him uncomfortable?
I was struck.
It's a good thing
it
wasn't me there.
I think
back.
He could probably do that.
I would never build a pole because I would say I think that's Rick Carlisle. I don't know. Maybe it is.
It was 100 because he had a quarter zip on, like the Mavericks quarter zip. Yeah,
he could have been a fan.
No, it was Rick Carlisle. He's 100% Rick Carlisle.
Can fans not wear quarter zips though?
But I know what Rick.
I know. I get it. Well, great game. Pacers 138-135. Epic comeback. Epic choke by the Knicks, as Haliburton points out with his antics there. 1-0 lead, Pacers.
Do you notice what I'm talking about? You see, there's something going on in the NBA that needs to get under control, and that is the use of the off arm. Brunson uses his off arm to shove everybody off. And it's not just Brunson. A lot of guys do it. I've never seen it more than I've seen it this year. As you're dribbling, you're just fending guys off, and then what's happening? Now the defenders are coming back at him. And watch Brunson.
Yeah, it's
physical. Like a fight. Yeah, it's like a hand fight.
Well, he doesn't have the incredible one, off the dribble. He's not as quick as like a
100. That's what I was going to say the exact
same
thing.
So he plays in they can get bodies on him.
Right.
Where some guys past you.
Right. He can't really blow past you, so he makes it very physical. And if a defender is physical, like Nesmith, Then it just gets to be like hand-to-hand combat on the way to the
basket.
They
were showing some replays, and I was like, a non-call.
Non-call.
On both sides.
Right.
I was like, oh, man.
Oh, it's physical.
And also, for Brunson's credit, I didn't see him palms up one time.
He doesn't palms up, but he flops a lot.
Does he?
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's a major flopper.
Brunson does flop.
Oh, he's a flopper.
I don't watch enough of that to know.
Yeah.
But I just saw the contact.
Yeah, you're right about the contact, and you're exactly right. It's because he doesn't really blow by anybody. I mean, he can, but, you know.
I'm right now on the main website for CBS Sports. The main headline, first headline, Sip, shows a picture of Tyrese Halliburton. It says, Tyrese Halliburton is the villain slash showman that the NBA needs now, pushing back on you.
Well, not really. I mean, he's a villain. I mean,
that, said you don't like him.
A lot of people. Well, a lot of people evidently don't like him. Hence the term villain.
I want to use.
Let's try to use the word hence several times today. Hence the villain.
Yeah, I mean, he's not that. I mean, he's polarizing. I'm just on the side of I don't like him. It's flat.
Fair.
Don't like him. Don't.
See, like I don't have an essay. Look, I just have my little sliver of history.
He's not a conventional. He's really good. That's the thing. I want to make that clear. He's really good. He's a pain. He can get to the basket. He can score around the basket with either hand. He's that guy. He has a weird-looking shot, but it goes in, and he talks way too much.
How about the last play, the sequence?
I suppose you like him.
They had a great look at to tie it. Was it
I have an opinion.
Carl Anthony Towns?
Was he the one? Yes, Cat. He had 35 points,
by
the way.
He had a great look.
Unbelievable. But the last scene, the bodies on the floor. There was one time it was
throwing
like
every, each other.
It was like everybody was down.
It was mayhem.
The ball was laying on right underneath the basket.
It was mayhem.
And it was mayhem underneath there, and it was just bodies were down, and the clock's just ticking.
100%. It was crazy. Yeah. Now Brunson didn't have a great look. You knew he was going to take a shot.
He really took, but that was talk about air defended.
Yeah,
he was defended.
Yeah. Oh, they defend. I don't know who was on him on that in that case, if it was Neesmith. They were throwing a lot of guys at him.
And also, the guy for New York just fell down on the three to pull it within two. The defender just slipped and fell down.
The one that
sent the game is off a screen and made the shot, and it sent it to a two-point game is what it was.
I can't remember that one.
And he slipped. So he had a wide-open look. But then also they missed free throws. They came back down.
The Knicks?
Yeah, they missed.
They missed. They missed
the Knicks.
Throws.
The Knicks were 28 of 40 at free throws last time.
But you're right. So Brunson throws an air ball. What's his name from Villanova? The guard forward, Jake. Not Brunson.
Bridges.
No, the other one. There's three. Hart. Josh Hart.
Josh Hart. Villanova? Forget that.
Yeah, Josh Hart played Villanova. And so he made a great save to Cat. Yeah. He threw it out to Cat.
Oh, it's great, yeah.
And Cat had a look.
He was 4 for 7. Yeah. He was their best shooter on 3 points.
And he had a look, and he barely hit the rim.
Yeah. It was online, though, too. I bet he thought it was going in. It was online.
It was a little out of his range, I think. But, yeah, they had, I don't know. You're right. Knicks fans are going to need serious therapy.
Game one did not deliver in the Western Conference. It did deliver
in the
Eastern Conference. That was awesome game. So thank you for that.
Yeah, the Western Conference game wasn't very well played.
It was 114-88. It was
sloppy. It was a sloppy game, and it wasn't anything like this one. It was amazing to me, the back-to-back, how much more entertaining the Eastern Conference is right now. I don't think the Western Conference will be particularly entertaining. Ooh, that could come back to haunt me.
Hence the haunt.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21
21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/hiddentruecrime or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/hiddentruecrime.
Anything else for Idle Chit Chat? That was pretty good sports right there, Idle Chit Chat.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be shocked how mundane my days are at this point. Do a show, walk Bullet, do another show, do an interview, write a story, fall asleep.
It's a nice routine you have right there.
It's yeah,
nice
not great. I mean, it's not if you're looking for fun.
Mine's not much either. Mowed the yard.
Did you mow?
Mowed the yard.
That's today's job.
Yeah, and I like mowing.
Did you edge?
Yes, I did. First time, had the new weed eater out.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it's going to be, it takes some getting used to, a brand new one.
Yes.
Kind of trying to figure out the balance of it, it wasn't a real, if you're watching me, you'd be like, oh, not real efficient. Yeah, well, you wouldn't be like, well, if you watch those guys that do it that are yard guys.
Really, oh, man. Incredible.
Oh, it's like one-handed, behind the back, over the shoulder. Oh, yeah.
They're peacocking out there.
Eyes closed like that. High stepping, high knees.
What's that guy doing over there?
I saw a guy doing a karaoke down the sidewalk. Guys, it's like, is incredible.
Using it as a microphone.
Yeah, yeah. You can do anything. Flip it over, sing into it, and do your. And then there's me. I'm like, holding on to it like grim death.
He's on the same spot for a long time. Yeah, come on, Bill, move on.
I go through like three.
Holding on to it like grim death. Hey, but does it look good?
It's not bad. It's not bad. Tell you one thing, though, like I said, same thing. LaRue's got this unbelievable, that 360 turn thing like that. So I had just finished mowing. I had about 10 minutes left to mow.
Are you pushing? You're not riding.
And I'm pushing. And it's starting. There's a little bit of raindrops coming. I go, I got to finish this up. And LaRue comes out in his mower, and he starts to mow. We had pleasantries, said hello. He starts to mow. I had to finish about half of the back. When I got done, his mower was put away. He had finished it that fast. That's how fast that thing goes. It's double the width of probably 2.5 size width, and it's going at like Mach 5, and he just whips it.
Who's LaRue?
That's his neighbor.
He's John LaRue.
John LaRue.
He brought him up several times in the show.
He cross-cuts his lawn. Jake's.
I golfed him one time.
Golf partner.
John LaRue.
I think he's a 4-time Hillcrest champion.
Is he?
Yeah. He's an incredible golfer.
Can't confirm that, but he might be. John LaRue.
Yeah. But it was incredible to watch it happen.
Tune.
But I was trying to beat the rain.
You got it.
And we did. There really was never really did.
Never
rain.
Really rained.
Never
really
did.
Yeah. Sprinkle a little bit. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Sign up for a fertilizer program this month if your name is drawn on May 29th. That is a week from today. 200% of your payment will go to support Cedars on Give to Lincoln Day. Call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. What do you have over there, Bill?
I got something.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So
please.
So we get
it. I'm listening. I'm
so Sip. What happened at Cedars last year with Andrew Newton?
At Cedars, I didn't recognize him.
He had a vest on that said Newton's Lawn Care.
And I said, "What's your job here?
What do you do here?" And I said, "Well, I advertise on the show. I'm Andrew Newton," which we thought was one of the funniest things ever.
So
Brian Morrow, the
Pinnacle Bank,
president of Pinnacle Bank, sends a picture to me and Jake yesterday from the baseball field of a photo of a guy. Jake goes, "Help me out. Who is that?
It doesn't look like Andrew.
It's Andrew Newton.
It doesn't look like
him." He said, "Hell," he goes, "Help
I
me
was
out.
At Andrew's I got house the, for the I, 4th of July I, once. It didn't
I've
look
got
like
it.
Him.
I've got Andrew. The, I got the,
Andrew, we're sorry.
That does not, I stand by. That does not look like Andrew, that picture.
I text back. I go, "Jake, that's Andrew. He advertises on the show."
I was at Andrew's house for 4th of July last year. It doesn't look like him. He didn't have
anyway,
a hat
so
on
sip,
or
sip.
Sunglasses.
Take a little heat. Hence, ease up on Sipple. Because there was a picture sent.
Hence
Jake,
the confusion.
He's not wearing Newton's. He's in a baseball jersey last night, the picture. He's got hat and sunglasses. It looks nothing like Andrew.
I've got the
my
photo.
Questioning. If you said it again, I'd say, "Who is that?" "Oh, it's Andrew." It looks nothing like him. So, whatever.
Hence, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you losing it?
No.
You think I thought it was funny when that happened?
It looks nothing like
it. It was great getting a text from Brian. He runs Pinnacle Bank.
Brian Morrow.
Brian Morrow runs Pinnacle Bank. Anything that goes on at PBA has to go through him.
I bank at Pinnacle Bank.
Yeah, he goes. Stop
one
by
of the
and
banks
see
I bank at.
Yeah.
It goes through Brian.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We had something that Sip loves more than anything. This happened yesterday on CBS Sports. Coach rankings.
I do love
Don't you love coach? It's like one of your favorite types of lists in the world.
Come on. You know I love rankings of any
type. You do, but especially coach rankings. They went through the Power Four coaches on CBS Sports, so 68 coaches. Mm-hmm. Matt Rhule is – they went 68 through 26. So we'll get the top 25 today. Matt Rhule is not in the top 25. He's at number 32, just ahead of prime Deion Sanders at – Colorado. Behind him, Luke Fickle, 40th. Bill Belichick, 54th at North Carolina. Sharon Moore, 58th at Michigan. Some names I thought stood out in terms of coaches that are behind Matt Rhule on the list.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how do you do this. Like,
it's difficult to rank them.
I'm not sure how you have Belichick so low.
I enjoyed the top 25 players from 2000, 4,000 times more than this list.
That's okay.
Yeah, because I don't know how you do some of these.
I
read another one. I don't know if it's the same list, Jake, but maybe it's already out. I read the top 25.
That will come out today for CBS Sports.
I think it was out yesterday. I saw a top 25 anyway. And the funny thing was, 20th was Bill Snyder. And I'm like,
must be all time then, right?
No, it wasn't. It was in the 2000s. Well, he coached in 2000, but my point is that was the very tail end of his career during that time. That wasn't his time of his heyday. So that was confusing to me. Hmm. But anyway.
I don't know. The one I was wondering about, this is random, very random. I had to do a Michigan State preview yesterday. So Jonathan Smith is 49th. It says only one coach fell further in the rankings this year than Smith. He began his tenure with Sparty ranked 27th, and now he's 49th. So he dropped because of a 5-7 record. I wonder, Michigan State, I had to do a preview on Michigan State. They don't have anything.
Really?
They're not. They don't have much at all. I don't know what they're going to do. They
have a decent quarterback, right? Respectable. He's okay. He's not bad.
He's 13 touchdowns, 11 picks.
I don't have to check their schedule. I clearly have him as a bowl team, though.
Yeah, the guy I talked to at Spartan Mag, he has him 6-6, just crawling into a bowl maybe. But yeah, Smith's stock's on a decline. He's got to be careful here. They don't have any kind of running game. Their offensive line's been bad for a few years.
I'm going to talk about coming in at a rough time.
Oh,
I mean, he came in. The one thing I will say, Michigan State, they'll be very patient with him.
You think so?
I would think so. It's like, hey, listen, we came in at the – Remember what that looked like? The staff like that? They wanted nothing to do with playing football after Mel Tucker got fired. Everything was just
so he's whipped it around. They have 61 freshmen. They have 61 players in their first or second year in the program. So 41 freshmen and transfers. So I don't know what it's going to look like exactly, but
Last year in these rankings, Luke Fickell was 17th.
Where's he now?
40th now. Dropped 23 spots. Says the Wisconsin coach takes the honor nobody wants this year. He was the 23-spot tumble is the largest as any coach remaining at a Power 4 school.
So Fickell and Jonathan Smith tumbled.
They both tumbled big time.
A lot of tumbling. So, yeah. I mean, those guys are good coaches, I think.
They are. I can vouch for one because I worked with him, so I saw how he operated.
Fickell.
And he did an incredible job. Apologize for the voice. I'm trying to get my voice back.
The comment on Matt Rhule from...
Hence the voice.
The comment on Matt Rhule from CBS Sports
comment?
Says, Rhule's Nebraska was able to cross a bowl game off the to-do list. The to-do list last year. Sorry.
Okay.
But he still fell three spots in our rankings. After all, there's a difference between 6-6 bowl eligibility and 8-4. So you'll have to forgive some of our voters if they weren't overly impressed with Rhule's sophomore season in Lincoln. Dropped three spots from last year, 29th to 32nd.
Now he's a junior.
Now he's a junior at Nebraska, yes. Behind Dave Doran at NC State.
Dave Doran.
Brent Key at Georgia Tech ahead of Matt Rhule at 30.
Brent Key's done a phenomenal job. If they call the targeting, they beat Georgia. And the, I mean, on the quarterback hit and gets a game over. If they do a few other things. That was a, 9 overtime game?
Oh, God.
Yeah. And they should beat Miami. Remember the Miami game?
Yeah, the Miami game.
They got screwed on in the end zone, right?
So just think about that. No, that was Virginia Tech.
Oh, sorry.
That was Virginia Tech.
They beat Miami. Yeah.
That's right.
Georgia Tech, he went over and beat Florida State over in Dublin
That's
to start
right.
things off.
Yes.
And he looks like the kind of guy you'd like to play for. Old lineman.
Oh,
From Georgia Tech. Those guys played. You didn't really want to play Georgia Tech last year. I wouldn't have gone, I want some of that.
No, they look good.
They look really good.
They look strangely good. Speaking of old, it wasn't Elko an old O-lineman? Elko?
That I don't know.
He looks like an old O-lineman. He's not. He's 29th right ahead of Brent Key. I can never figure out Elko, whether that's going to work or not. Anybody else? P.J. Fleck gets the 27th slot. I'm glad he's that high. He's a great coach, in my opinion.
I think it's hard sometimes I just look at opportunities also. So you just look like, okay, P.J. Fleck, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. That's hard.
Real hard.
That's hard. Right. You know, like that. And you have like, okay, Ryan Day, he took over where? Ohio State.
I'm glad you said that.
I mean, it takes over. And I don't know if his ranking's wrong. All I'm saying is, don't look at it the same.
No, you can't because of that line in one of these CBS Sports stories of late that hit me when it said, well, we know he's coaching at a place that'll never win a Big Ten championship.
Yes.
Yep. God, I'm just like, that's depressing.
It is depressing.
And yet he's 27th. And when you watch him every year, sometimes it's like, man, they're pretty basic, pretty this. But then how many times you go, man, Minnesota just screwed it up again. They don't.
No, they don't.
They don't.
They're sound.
He's like, hey, we're not going to beat ourselves. We're Minnesota.
They're sound.
He's very, and also, like you said, we say the two teams you look at is like Minnesota and Wisconsin. Wisconsin went a completely different route, and it's failed miserably. It's not went well for Wisconsin.
P.J. Fleck. Okay, no, I want to ask you this. Well, we've done this, I think, but can't Minnesota win the Big Ten?
Anyone can when you're in the league, so you have
can't,
a chance.
But,
and you have, and also they have a chance, always a chance, because they're always also a bowl team. Now, their best chance to do it, when you say they can't win it, was no, when it was East and West,
right?
Because Minnesota had
what about now?
Because Minnesota had it every year could say they could win the West, couldn't you? You said
they were always competitive.
They could win the West. They were right there to win the West.
Absolutely.
And if you win the West and you're in the game, a one-off can happen.
Sure.
So everything changed when it went to 1-18 for them.
That line freaked me out. You can tell I'm fixated on it. We all know Minnesota will never win the Big Ten. I'm like, wait a second. What? Why not? Why can't they win the Big Ten? It's not like Northwestern to me.
It's historical. Because they'll never say that about Nebraska, but the last 10 years, Minnesota's been better.
Right.
Yes.
They've been, but someone said.
That's why it probably hit me. It's like, wait a second, is Nebraska in this boat too? In this boat of, they're not going to ever win the Big Ten?
Well, they're still, you can always, when someone says, we need to get back to where, when Minnesota's, we need to get back. They did. They won it like in 1940-something. They
Long
won
time
a national
ago.
Championship.
They did.
There's no getting back, really. Nebraska, you can still kind of say that, but it's been, what are we at, 30 years?
Well, it was 1997.
So it's been a while to be in that picture of now they're in the national championship game in 2001.
correct? Against
yes, they were against Miami.
Against Miami.
Yes,
Miami. So yeah, you're, they were in the national championship.
They were
game.
In. They were in the game. Mm-hmm. But if you put PJ Fleck at Ohio State, I bet that would look really good. I bet it would look really good.
Yeah.
So you always have when you look at those rankings when someone is it's like, where are they getting it done at?
PJ, I bet would look good at Michigan.
He would.
I'm serious. I wouldn't say that about everybody. I don't know about there's I wouldn't say that about everybody, but Fleck would.
I think it's kind of odd because he, according to all everyone inside and outside of the game, I mean the pundits slash even coaches, like he really wanted the UCLA job.
God, I don't get that.
But my point is, if you're UCLA, how do you not hire him?
Well, I don't know.
He wants that job. You got to hire
him. How do you not hire
Deshaun Foster has no head coaching experience. That's what they went with.
How would you not hire him?
I don't know that.
That's like mind-blowing to me. If he really did, he wanted
if
this
he
job.
Wanted it, I'm surprised he would want you. Why you
now, and no one's in the room to know or was like, I want the job, but I need $10 million or I'm not doing it. Man. Maybe it's something obscure. I don't know. But if he truly wanted that job and it's like they didn't hire him, crazy talk. I'm going to start doing something different, too. I'm going to start turning this way. Right now, every time I cough, I turn towards you.
You want to get a sip sick?
Well, I it's covered. It's
we're
covered.
Elderly.
Yes, we're elderly, and Jake started this. So
I feel good now.
Why do I have this?
I think it might be back.
Because Jake brought this into the Petri dish. And so
I think after a month, I feel right, finally, by the way.
UCLA, I don't regard it as a good job. And you?
Boy, no. No, I don't. I don't because
aligned.
Aligned.
So if PJ wants the job, then you got to hire him.
Why would he want that job?
It still has the logo up here, though. It does, doesn't it? To you?
Yeah, I like the logo. Southern California.
I mean, UCLA. They've been in Rose Bowls. They've done cool things, but no, right now, collective wise. And here's the thing. I go back to 5,000 times. Like places like still. Why do I like Arkansas? Because they still have a fan base.
And they have money.
Nebraska has a fan base.
And they have the conference.
Minnesota doesn't have a huge fan base.
No,
that place is never. Really. That's not a livid place to play.
Not usually.
It can be a little bit. But
yes.
It's not. But UCLA, no one goes to their games.
No.
They get 25,000 people.
It's cool. Westwood's neat. It's cool.
The San Gabriel Mountains. You play in the Rose Bowl. That's also like, 30 miles from campus?
Yeah.
The Rose Bowl. I'm not sure the exact number, but I tell you, you ever been on UCLA's campus?
I have.
Oh, wow.
I covered games there.
Walk around UCLA's campus.
I was
like
in Westwood,
It is mind-blowing. I went to a football camp there, a Adidas football camp in June. We went back when we could attend combine camps. And I was like, oh, wow, is that something.
Now, so what? People are saying, why wouldn't it be a good job? Because they don't have a campus stadium. They don't draw well. They're the second fiddle to USC. And now
academically brutal.
Yeah,
and they can probably get some. It's kind of like that. Okay, yeah, we can get them in school. Okay, now what do we do?
Don't get me wrong, though. You're right. They're sweet. I mean, it's a sweet uniform, the powder blue. That they have some tradition. Aikman, who was the coach? First name Terry. Didn't they have
Donahue?
Terry
his
Donahue.
Wife, his wife just passed away.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Terry Donahue.
Terry passed away 3 years ago.
Okay. Terry Donahue had some oomph to him.
Yes.
They were going pretty well when Donahue was a coach.
Yes. Sweet hair.
We'll revisit these rankings with Schaefer later in the show.
He looked like college football.
Yes. Donahue.
He looked like college football.
I would love to coach there because I love that blue color.
Oh, it's powder blue is beautiful.
You walk in with a quarter zip UCLA, you'd be like, that's sweet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
When we come back, an update on the tush push in the NFL. Hence. Next, an early break on the Ticket.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand. through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.